level is too high, as in it's crazily high. And I think I'm from the Niger Delta, and I know that some of the traditional scholars and schools that they feel they should be carried along, they are the major issues in this country. In NDP, they are the major issues. Billions of dollars, Modi, Shell, they give them in dollars, in millions. They take them off and they don't use the money, they share the money among themselves. Even the so-called freedom fighters like Sasali Dekubo. And the rest of them, they are retired, even as they come from, they are still from the Niger Delta too. But why are they retired? They are father that owns the oil. So if they say they are actually fighting for the common man, then they should stop this greed and selfishness. I think that's the problem. There is this death to court and selfishness that is involved in Nigeria. I think that is what is affecting us in this country. And everybody always wants to amass, check all the traditional rulers, check all the houses they have. Where did they get all the money from? Then, at this, all of them, a lot of all the oil companies, there is a particular money they allocate to all the communities. They don't use them for the people. They don't. My wife went to school and had off job somewhere in Delta State, and looked at the oil producing regions there. Nothing, no water. No drinking water. All the billions that they've given them to go back to another state in this moment. No drinking water. Nothing. Nothing is degraded. What is the money? Who is asking questions? Nobody paid anything. And the so-called freedom fighters are busy fighting for themselves. The answer is the people are busy fighting for themselves.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate. We'll take on the final call now. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Okay. The first reason I may not want to disclose my name.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, the issue of contract and Apollo up is one major challenge that we are having, especially in this country. You see, whenever a contract is to be awarded, there is always an agreement between the person awarding the contract and the person that the contract is being awarded to. I'm speaking from experience. There is always a percentage, a huge chunk from that chunk of that contract that the person who is awarding it has to get to share. And sometimes, it might cut across maybe four or five persons within the same office where that contract is to be awarded. And so that is the major problem we are having. And that is why this contract cannot be supervised. Because how can you supervise something you have already actually partook from the proceeds? You will not be able to speak to that person.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. All right, it's time for you to just respond very quickly because our time is up and we have to go.
All right, I will just take it from what the last person said. A whole lot of compromise. The moment you award a contract, 1,000 naira, and you've taken 300 naira from it, do you expect that that project will go according to specifications? No. That's why you see so many cutting of corners and buildings collapsing here and there, because we didn't follow specifications. So I my counsel would be, shun the selfishness, the greed. Let's always, in whatever we do, put Nigeria first.
Indeed.
Nigeria should come first. Because you never can tell. They give you 1 billion naira to build a bridge. The other day, which country was it? They built a bridge, and as they were on top of it, commissioning it, in one of these East African countries, the bridge collapsed.
Not good. That's it. So many problems in this country associated with an apparent lack of love for country,
patriotism,
nationalism, patriotic, and all of that. So people just do things from a selfish point of view and perspective. And so
let me drive that car I can't afford.
And then it affects millions of other
mansion
people.
That you can only sleep in one room, on one bed at a time. You can only drive one car. You enter some people's property, you think they are running a vehicle car display shop. I went to one, over 50 vehicles.
Exactly.
I counted. Yeah. Where did that person get that money
And what
from?
Are you amassing that for? It tells you that you have mental, you have a mental ailment. For you to want to amass such wealth and then
and
millions of others.
61 million Nigerians are mentally unstable.
Well, I guess that's just one of the signs of it. Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you very much for your time and your insight into this issue. I've been talking with Princess Joy Idam, publisher of Weekenders Magazine and former secretary assistant to the Nigerian Union of Journalists. And she helped us understand the role of media in strengthening accountability in government agencies, with specific reference, of course, to the NDDC. Thank you so much again, ma'am.
Thank you for having me.
The rest of your day.
And I want to say you people are doing a wonderful job on the station.
I appreciate you
Keep
so much.
Keep it up.
Thank you, ma'am.
Stay updated with all the current news. From policies to politics, economies, local and foreign news. We keep you updated on all the happenings. Nigeria Info.
Let's talk. With all the stories that make the news,
the headlines,
the caption,
the breaking news, details of the stories.
Let's talk about these and more.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
What's your personal perspective to Everything Talk?
Everything Talk.
Share your live views on the sunny side of the biggest conversations. Weekdays, noon to 3 p.m.
On Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
Step in the name of love, then I'm gonna grow.
DJ Wayne Williams. Spinning the records. Make sure you spin this one, baby. Alright? And last but not least, let's not forget the most talented man in the world on the guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Donnie Lyle. Play on, player.
Information,
current affairs, and more.
The president uses last Democracy Day address to talk about several issues, including security.
It is this same government that decided it. They don't obey one another.
Join the conversation
right here.
Let's talk. This is Sunnyside on 95.1 Nigeria in.
All right, 95.1 Nigeria Info. The time now is 11 minutes past 1 o'clock. I hope your day is going good. What are you doing right now? Just to check up with you and to know that you're doing fine, whether you're in the office or you're out there in the field, you know. Field workers, you guys are trying really very hard. Because when the weather just changes, you know, it becomes really very difficult, especially with the rains or when the sun is shining so brightly and it becomes really very hot. You know, those are some of the most difficult times. But it can also be very much fun to be out there working. If your job involves you having to go out, interact with people, you know, development workers, you know what I'm talking about, and then site engineers and the likes of them. And then those who have to sit out in the market because you're selling your wares. Wishing you all the best. If you are in your AC, well, AC'd office, all good for you too. Wish you the best. Like I always say, please stick around with the number one talk station. Well, today on our great debate, we'll be looking at a very important question, a very pertinent one. Now, most times when we talk about division in Nigeria, you always hear, hey, these politicians want to divide us. These politicians want to divide us. But seriously, is it politicians that divide Nigerians, or is it Nigerians who are just divided against themselves? Right? Because, yes, as much as we'll say the politicians are also Nigerians and all of that, but we know that there is a class difference, or the way things are may not necessarily make the politician just the ordinary Nigerian. You don't get to see them going to the same market with us, and even if they do, they come in some very fancy cars, or they send their aides to come do some shopping for them, so you don't get to see them. But then you see the everyday Nigerian, the trader, the artisan, arguing, fighting, killing themselves based on some issues that have to do with either religion or even political issues. So many times during political year or election years, you get to see people lose their lives. It becomes really bloody, so people just decide, hey, I don't want to even participate. You see a lot of voter apathy because of some of these things that happen in Nigeria. And that is traced to the division, you know, the dichotomy, the cracks that we have in our walls, you know, whether it's invisible, whatever it is, but we have cracks in the wall, you know. So those cracks come in, bring in a whole lot, you know, just allow a whole lot of mess to come in, and you see people affected by divisions, whether on religious basis or on ethnic basis, and some primordial sentiments here and there. So I'll be asking this simple question. It may sound simple, but it's very important and it's a very deep one. Who divides Nigerians, or who is responsible for the apparent division that we have amongst us? Is it the politicians? Did they come and say, hey, you Igbo man hate Hausa man, or say Hausa man hate the Igbo man. Well, some people may say they do that indirectly with their actions and their utterances and, you know, the decisions and policies they take. Well, that could be one argument. But then at the end of the day, who gets affected the most? Who gets killed? Who gets wounded? Who gets robbed of their livelihood? Who gets unemployed or thrown out of jobs because of what this hatred does for us? So, I mean, if people are wiser, they would ignore what divides them and look for what brings them together, because they know that at the end of the day, they bear the brunt, right? So that's my question, or that's the reason why I'm asking this question. Who divides us more? Who's more? Who's responsible? The people themselves, who just keep allowing these sentiments to be fueled, and they keep going on lines of religion, ethnicity, and the likes of them. Or is it the politicians who make some very infuriating statements or carry on decisions that you may want to say is responsible for the division? So that's what I want us to debate on today on The Great Debate. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Swat, and welcome to the Sunnyside Great Debate. Today is the 14th day in September, and I'd like to welcome you aboard. Now, this is the rule for our conversation. If you want to join this conversation, I would love you to call on 0700-951-0000. Or if you want to call on WhatsApp now, there's no division this time around. Anybody can call, because I would have to get you a co-debater. So you call in, you tell me your name and where you're calling from, and then you tell me the position on this debate, whether you are proposing the fact that politicians are more responsible for the division we see in Nigeria, or the people themselves, Nigerians, are the ones who are their own worst enemies because they like operating from that perspective. So tell me what position, and allow me to get you a co-debater. Please don't call in and say, I'm not interested in debating, I just want to. No, that's not the rule. Well, I'm not asking you to call and tell me your point of view. You have to debate with somebody if you're ready. But if you're not, then probably listen to people and their perspective and probably contribute via WhatsApp, and that would make for us to have a fantastic session, right? Having said that, I do hope we'll stick to the rules and we'll not have the outlaws who always want to do their own thing their own way. Nigeria Info, our listeners are just very interesting set of people. You say one thing and the next minute the next person is calling and doing a totally different opposite or different thing that you asked. But I know you guys always keep to those rules, so let's keep to it, right? Who is more responsible? Tell me if you think it's a politician. Give me your reasons why you think they are the ones who are fueling the hate, aberrant hate we see in Nigeria today. Or if the people, the Nigerians themselves, are responsible for their own undoing or their own doing and the hate that we see in society. So call me. I have callers. Most likely, if you call me on the phone line, I might connect you with someone on the WhatsApp. So if you're unable to hear each other logically or, you know, on a normal day, you could get a tiny radio. When the other person is speaking, you could get a headphone monitor, and then you get to respond when it is your turn. I hope we'll do that, right? So let me start with this first caller. Hello?
It's Wagwan.
Good afternoon.
It's Wagwan. Good afternoon, my dear sister.
Good afternoon.
Before I move on.
What?
Are we going to debate on the issue of Mr. President? What he said yesterday?
Didn't you hear the topic that I brought? Are they with me? Are they with me? Hello?
Oh, my goodness.
What did you say? What did
I
you
say? Are we going to debate on the statement of Mr. President? Yes, the blame game.
No, that's not what we're... I gave the topic now. I said, who's responsible for the division that we have, the apparent division we have in this country? Do we...
Yeah, I hear you now. It's mm-hmm. not what the president said yesterday.
No, it's not... My own is not that. It's not based on that.
Okay, you stand on your... Okay. Who is responsible is the enemy, according to the president, but he is among all of them.
Okay, so you want me to get your co-debater?
There's no problem. I will.
All right. Hello, someone is on WhatsApp now. Hello? Good afternoon.
Yeah, this is Mr. Gideon calling from Wagala.
Mr. Gideon, good afternoon to you, sir. I hope you're okay.
Yes.
Okay, because you're sounding like you're down or something.
Yeah. Me, I'm down.
I don't mean you're not down. You're always up.
I'm down. And now I just take one piano.
Sorry. Sorry, Adeomi. You know, you're always sounding very, very excited on phone, so I can never detect that. All right. Sorry, Adeomi. Mr. Gideon, so Mr. Adeomi says he feels the political elites are the one, or the political class are responsible for the division. What do you say?
Yes, that is where I stand.
Okay, so so you may have to call me back. Let me get somebody who's on an opposite direction.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just listen, and I'm sure you'll be able to call back later on. So anyone who feels it's the is Nigerians themselves that are responsible for their own problem, please call me so that you face Adeomi. Hello?
Hello, Swagasa. Good afternoon. Adeomi.
Adeomi, Selassie is saying hi. Welcome.
Pardon?
Yes, Selassie, okay. So what's your position?
It's the politicians.
It's the same position. It's the same position. Let's see if we can take someone else. Hello?
Can I go hello?
Yeah, sorry, Adeomi. Somebody is here. If the person is not taking, then we'll give you a chance. Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Ihe from Oshapa.
Ihe, who do you think is responsible for the apparent division in Nigeria?
Our leaders.
Okay. I think Adeomi, just go ahead, because everybody's saying our leaders. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, my dear sister. Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Yeah.
Look up now. Let me think about Anessa.
Hello, Adeomi, are you there?
I can hear you now.
You went quiet for a bit.
No, I'm hearing you.
All right, go ahead.
Actually, let me use you and many as a example. You have been in this studio since 2013.
Okay.
You may not know many of us. Many of us know you. But since you have been here, we never have any issue that we have. We settle it amicably, like brother and sister. Now, let me not go far. In 2013-14, Nigeria will not have problems. Like, I'm a taxi driver. I'm with different friends. I never seen any ego man that I wanted to carry. He asked me, where do you come from before I bought your car? Not a northern man has ever called me that, where do you come from before I went by your vessel? Likewise, doctor, mechanic, as far as the person know what to do, we go there. Let's come back to just 2015. The statement of Mr. President, I will start from here, the one among the leaders who give us divisive situation in this country. NDPC, when President Buhari became president, he was the one who told us that he will give some people 95%, while some by 97%, while some will be 5%. Come, let's take example of this. You and I are born with the same father. Someone like him, another mother. All of me is the same mother. Our father stand before all of us, say, you, him, and his daughter. This one, and Adeomi, your mother is not good today. So you people should not expect any good thing from my property when I leave. Will you tell me what? Are we going to be happy with him? We cannot be happy with him. So, President, and all the enemies, they are the first. Look at the day Mr. President's son was God wedded. And they not tell us, but they will deceive us like as if they are fighting. They will tell us no good to either. Look at this one, Muslim, Christian. All of they have their phone number, but they will cause problems. Immediately, maybe the Muslim will get man win. The one who is deciding, they will go for him. They will become friends. We will begin fight ourselves. In 2011, a lot of people, we lost over 880 human beings in the north because Mr. President said, if he didn't win, Dr. Babu will soak the blood. Up to today, the statement is still in the bed. So the elites are the cause. We, the followers, we are not the problem of ourselves. Because if someone like, if I see you now, I will carry that and say, this is what? You don't care. You pick my call. We are all friends of Facebook. All of us, we talk in unity of Nigeria. Anywhere we make mistakes, you told us you don't want us to go to that way. It's not that you don't understand. But because of the situation, because that they are affecting you people. So the position has caused. Look at yesterday. Mr. President, who is number one elite, was busy blame another elite. Who are the leader of elite? Is he not the president? He was the number one. A powerful president in Africa, number one. Nigeria is number one, no matter what we are passing through now. For Mr. President, it's 50%. There was a time the president went to Tanzania. He was busy blaming EMEA. All the EMEA, they are CDN, they are buying them. And they are the cause of all our problems.
All right.
I'm the one who's poison bandit.
Thank
you. You and I that poison terrorists. Are we the friend of Kumi?
Thank you, Adeomi. Thank you for marshalling out your point, even though you didn't have... okay, so for debating purposes, I mean, you can just take a position and let's have some interesting time listening to different perspectives on this matter, right? Okay, debate continues from here on. Let me take on this caller and know what their own take is. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Hold on.
So what's the debate all about?
Are you kidding me, Patrick? You didn't hear what
I
was.
I don't join.
So why are you calling?
People say leaders.
The question, okay, so the question is this. Who is responsible for the apparent division and hate in our society or Nigeria today? Is it the political elites that we blame for fueling sentiments and division among us? Or is it the Nigerian populace themselves that are responsible for themselves hating each other and having all the divisions we have? So who do we blame? The followers are to blame for the hate among themselves,
yes.
Right? Right, let me get you a quick co-debater. You may have to get a headphone and monitor because I don't know if you hear this person. But let me get you a co-debater. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, welcome.
Munirudun,
you're welcome. What's your position in this debate?
My opinion is, I sincerely disagree with anybody saying.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
What's your position, please? Just take one side.
What I'm speaking is that we are all involved.
The followers, that's what you're saying?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Oh. Okay, that you're having the same person with the same position with Patrick. That means you have to call back when they're doing. Sorry.
Oh.
All right. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Ahmed from Gobalada.
Okay, Ahmed, do you want to debate?
Yeah.
Okay, so Patrick is saying that the people are responsible for the hate, not the politicians or the elites. What do you say?
Yes, I agree with you. That's my stand.
Okay, so please call back after this so that I will get you a co-debater. You people cannot be on the same side. Can you imagine what's happening? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. My name is Superior.
Your name is what?
I'm Superior.
Okay, Superior. All right. Yeah. What's your own position in this debate?
He's in two ways.
No, you have to take one way.
Wait, okay. He's the leader in the first place.
All right, Patrick. All right, so Patrick is your co-debater, Superior. Let Patrick start why he thinks the followers are responsible for their own division, and then you respond to him. You can get a headphone and probably monitor. Patrick, your time starts now.
Oh.
Tell us why you think the followers are.
Okay. All right, Patrick, let's go.
Use what?
Mm.
As an individual, I have a brain. So I have my thinking faculty.
Superior, please get a headphone and or a radio and probably monitor.
I don't have headphone where I am right now. I'm using my radio for my car to monitor.
Ah, I don't even know
I
what
don't
to
know
say.
How to do. I can't hear you, Patrick, at all.
Okay, just go ahead, Patrick. I'll tell him what you said. Okay, I think he dropped. Patrick, just go ahead.
Look for somebody for me. I just want to do something.
Okay, so can you wait?
I can.
You can?
I can.
Okay,
I can
good. Let me pick up somebody's call. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Yes, afternoon.
Welcome.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Abel. I'm calling from Ufietu.
All right, Abel. Patrick says he feels the citizens, Nigerians, are responsible for their own division, not the politicians. What do you think?
I think it's a politician.
Okay, do you have something to monitor?
Because...
No, wait.
No, I don't
hold
have
on.
Anything to monitor. I don't have anything to monitor. I'm using my phone.
Okay, so how will you hear Patrick now when he makes his point? That's the problem.
Yes, because I'm listening from my phone. I'm here coming again.
Ah, okay. So you might want to... Yeah, sorry about that. Right, guys, Patrick, I'm so sorry I'm keeping you waiting. The most important thing for you to know is that you have to get something to monitor because you may not hear your co-debater because of the setup. And it's a temporary one. Very soon we'll return to how it used to be where somebody calls and you hear. So if you want to debate, you might have to get some sort of headphone to monitor when somebody make their points. I hope you understand that. Hello? Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Paul. I'm calling from Gwarimpa.
Paul? Paul from Gwarimpa?
Yes.
What's your position, please?
Yes, this is a politician that divided us.
All right. So your co-debater is Patrick. Patrick would make his point, then you respond. Is that okay?
Yes, it's okay.
All right. Patrick, your time starts now. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Swat. We are quick in this part of the world to blame the politicians for every issue. Yes, the politicians have their own blame, but I think we, the followers, we have the chunk of blames. Why? What am I trying to say here? The hate that started from the Northeast, caused by Boko Haram, it was an individual, a follower, who has been in this country, who knew how peaceful Nigeria was. He just woke up one day, just brought an ideology, infiltrated it into the lives, into the brain of others, and others who enjoyed peace followed him, and they destroyed Northeast. So it was not the politicians that started Boko Haram. The ones who are saying that they are kidnapping people today, it is an individual who maybe is poor, and he just pick up arm and just kidnap another poor person, extorted money from that poor person. And you are trying to blame the politicians. No, we should not blame the politicians. Even the electricity we don't have, I think it is the followers who should take the blame. Because the politicians, according to what they have said, and no citizen have ever proved them wrong. They said they have allocated money for this electricity to be constant. But it is the follower who they gave this money to implement and make electricity available for everybody. But the followers, the one who is supposed to do the work, he carry the money and eats the money. So if we are looking for blame, we should blame ourselves. We should not always be blaming the politicians. If somebody say that you should just hate somebody, you as an individual should think, why am I hating this person? So we should not always blame the politicians. That's my stand.
Okay, all right, Mr. Paul.
Yes,
go ahead.
In this Boko Haram issue, it is the politician that formed the Boko Haram issue. It is the politician that formed the Boko Haram for their own extensive interest. So I would disagree with him. It is the politician.
No, I disagree with you, sir. I disagree with you, sir. No politician, we just start at the start of the something that will destroy the country. It is not possible. It was an individual.
Okay, Patrick, just let him finish his point, then you respond. Don't worry, you still have time. Go ahead, Mr. Paul.
How can a father, you have a family. So if you don't stand for your family, you don't stand for your children. So your children will be behaving well, is behaving abnormal. And you can't you correct children? If you don't stand for your family will go astray. So don't blame that it is a follower. It is a politician that divides us.
It's the politicians that divide us. All right.
That's my thing.
Okay. Patrick, you were trying to respond at some point.
Yeah. My coach, Berto, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, sir. Before Mr. President came into becoming the president, he was a follower. He identified all the problems that Nigeria have. He also is welcome to coming into power in 2006. And he has done his bit. The people looking with him, what are they doing? Because I don't believe that he will just be there. He has provided me for everything. So you as a follower, why not do the right thing? Why is it that we are not doing the right thing, but we are looking for blame? We are looking for blame, just somebody to blame. They will keep blaming people. Who will save Nigeria? So as Nigerians, let's think about the progress of this country and fix this country once and for all. Yes, insecurity is there. Who is the cause of insecurity? It is the followers. It was a follower who said, I'm what do you want the leaders to do?
Okay.
This is what they are doing. Mm. And I said, they are doing, those people who are in charge, they should make it please, see that they are doing something. So please, we should always look for how to fix our country. Not always looking for blame to be the leaders. The government was a follower.
All right. All right. Let Mr. Paul respond. Let Mr. Paul respond. Mr. Paul?
Yes, I hear Mr. Patrick. I only hear Mr. Patrick. Yes, me, I stand on my own to the position of the divider. It is from the head, the politician.
It's from the head. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Patrick. You still insist. All right. Thank you, Mr. Paul and Mr. Patrick. Appreciate both of you for your time and your debate. Wonderful one at that. Appreciate. Okay, so we're still going on with our debate this afternoon. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, my name is Damien.
Damien, welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Okay. My position is the followers.
Your position is that the followers are responsible for the division and hate, right?
Yes.
Okay, Damien, let me get to your co-debater. I have somebody here. Hello. Good afternoon.
My name is Joe from Kabusa.
Mr. Joe, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
The politician, the leader, or the, whatever I want to call them, are the cause.
Okay, so Damien is your co-debater. Damien says he blames the followers, and you are saying that they are politicians. So Damien, your time starts now. Go ahead.
Okay. Afternoon, co-debater. My position is the follower is responsible for hate and division in the society. Take, for instance, the family unit. In a family of five, one of the siblings is very intelligent, one not too intelligent. They have little advantage over each other. From the family setup, the parents divide the house by giving preference to certain children. As a result of these preferences, it breeds hate and division amongst the children in a family unit. And this thing translates to a community unit. So the foundation of hate and the division starts from the family. If these children go to school, they don't mix with your neighbor, they are Christians, we are Muslim, it starts from there. That's the foundation of every form of division and every form of hate. So most families, the search of identity has taught their children to associate with certain traits, which gives the family, helps to promote their selfish aim. So the leaders only harness the foundation that has already been laid by the family unit.
Mm.
Thank you.
All right. So I think it's a very simple point that Damien is making. It starts from the home front and it escalates into the society. So he blames the followers. The second caller, I've forgotten your name again.
Joe.
Joe, Joe, what's your response to that?
If the problem started, somebody is the head of that group, and the person's responsibility is to correct that problem before it escalates. Say, for example, the coup and the counter coup that happened in 1966. Who are the people that caused that? They are the leaders. When they do the first coup, they, the leaders, are the ones that show that Nigeria is being divided. And when the counter coup comes in as well, the killing that shows of one other side to the other side shows truly, truly that the, what the leaders have shown them is what they are following suit with. Now, if you look at it on the other way around as well, whenever they are giving themselves appointments in that power that they are, they normally consider their tribe and their region first, whether it is Southerner that is there, whether it is Northerner that is there. So that shows that they are the ones that are dividing the country. They have already divided it. You understand? When someone will be saying that we must be on power,
The politicians will come on social on a national television and be telling you that they are the one that have the entitlement to the power. How would there not be division?
Okay.
So it has been like that for long, and it needs a solution once and for all. So they are the one, though, if the house is not running well, if the children of the house are misbehaving, the father must have laid the foundation.
Okay.
And even if he did not lay the foundation, he is the one to correct it. Because one day, he will pass out. One of these children, too, will become the head of the family. The same thing will continue.
Okay.
The same thing will continue. So they are the one. They are the one that is causing division. And it helped them. That is why Nigerians cannot get up and stand against them as one. That is helping them to continue perpetrating what they are doing today. If only we have a united children in the house, they can overthrow the father now. But the father is enjoying that division. So they want it to continue like that.
All right. Damien, did you hear Joe? Hello, Damien? Okay. It seems Damien has gone off, Joe.
Okay.
All right. So do you want to say anything on the final basis? I mean, because you don't have a co-debater, unfortunately.
On the final basis, what I will say is that let them do the needful.
Mm.
Let them do the needful. Mm. If they do what is right, let me tell you something. If our leaders are doing what they're supposed to do, we will not be arguing anything, but we'll be talking about the progress of the country.
Mm. Okay.
But there is a blame. Blame game. Shifting back. No, be on our people, they rule since. We have the entitlement to continue ruling now. Keep spoiling it now. Let it be on your head that you are the one spoiling. And so on and so forth. No security, no electricity, no road. Education is falling apart. And we are saying we will be united. It's not possible.
All right. Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate your contribution. Okay, let me read a couple of messages here and there, and then we'll come back to more debaters. From Pius, he said, good afternoon, Swat. Our politicians are the ones responsible for the division in the country. Have you read the comments of one of the presidential candidates in next year's election, who has just said that there will be mass burial on election day? Please, what does this mean? Okay, that's Pius asking that question here. Then we take on this comment here. This one is from Bulusi Masaka. Bulu said, nobody is dividing Nigerians more than the politicians and religious leaders. Example, now you hear them saying the Labour Party presidential candidate will only be voted by the Southeast. And that's how many people know from that how many people know Obi from the North. Okay, that's your own point. Then this one said, greetings, Triple Swat. I'm one of those who easily defend the politicians because I believe they can't steal without the connivance of civil servants. But on this score of dividing Nigerians, I put it squarely on the politicians. Nigerians in their various shades live peacefully in the markets, stadia, viewing centers, schools, tertiary institutions, etc. But the politicians take advantage of their needs to play ethnic, religious, and social class card, which seriously over time created deep division in the country. Where they are not expected to harmonize Nigerians rather than abdicate their responsibility. The most disruptive of our leaders are the politicians. Peace in Nigeria, Banky Onutako. Thank you so much, Banky. Appreciate. We are the problem simply because we are always seeing or approaching issues from ethnic or religious perspective, and more so the few of us who are educated always think of what would come to our pocket rather than enlighten the illiterate masses who the politician or political class will always take advantage of, says Elder Ifani at Kado Estate. Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, Swat. The politicians with the following factors are responsible for division in Nigeria. One, high rate of illiteracy. Secondly, high rate of poverty. Very poor infrastructures and social amenities. Poor security of lives and property. Lack of social welfare. Lack of national cohesion. 80% of the above factors can only be solved by the managers of the country, says Mr. Godding, obedience structure in Area 11. Thank you. Israel, you said, good afternoon, Swat. I think the debate is just to keep the time moving for the day. How do I mean? President Buhari's leadership style for the past 7 years is a good reference. Swat, have you not noticed that Nigeria, as at today, is more fragile than it was in 2014? When Boko Haram started, people were watching the dimension of their operation. We saw how some leaders sympathize with them against people from other faiths. What the fact is that leaders make incendiary comments on media, and we hear it. There are religious leaders who issue comments capable of inciting youths from one religion against those from the other. Okay, that's your own take there. Thank you so much. And I'll take this one from Osas. You said, good afternoon, sir. There is this song that you people have not been playing since, and I really would like to hear it again. I beg, I'm going to play this song. I like Okay. Osas, I think you're going outside of what we're doing. Let's take on this caller. Hello.
Good afternoon
to you.
Yes, my name is Gelio Covenant.
Gelio Covenant?
Gelio Covenant.
Okay.
Gelio Covenant.
Gelio Covenant.
Yes, I think it's a two-way kind of thing. There's this agenda setting theory.
No, you have to take one position because we want you to debate. No. You have to take one position. I understand that you have different perspectives, but just take one so that you have a co-debater to debate with. See how he's sighing.
honestly, I can't explain it either ways. I get in it, but can I just stay on this? Can I just stay on?
No, we're like debating now. You know, I told you guys from the beginning. Just pick up a side. Try, or let me get other people.
I can't. Let me listen.
Okay. All right then. All right. Let's give other people who may want to take a chance or take a position a chance. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Swat.
Welcome.
Thank you. This is Mazi Okolo calling from Minister of Works.
All right. Welcome, Mazi. What's your position?
My position is the politicians.
Mazi, let me get to your co-debater, please.
No problem.
All right. Hello. Someone is on WhatsApp. Hello.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Hello. What's up, caller? Mazi. Good afternoon. Hello? Wow. The network is very bad on that call. Let me take a phone call. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon, Nigeria. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
My name is Olajide, calling from area 11.
Okay, Mazi Okorafo is online. He said politicians are responsible for our division.
The division we have is caused by we, the followers.
All right, perfect. So, just stand. Okay, can you reduce the volume of your radio, please?
It's not me.
Mazi, is that your radio?
Hello?
Okay, you see that it's my radio. I'll reduce it.
Okay, all right. So, Mazi will start and then you respond to Mazi. Mazi, your time starts now. Why do you think? Yeah.
Okay. What I say is the politician is, you see, when they started their campaign along the line, let me just start from our president. You understand? When our president win election...
Find something and monitor, sir, please.
Okay. No, let me continue to speak.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, they now say that when the people are there in the Southeast was agitating some certain things, he said that he cannot do anything because he don't have any reasonable votes from the Southeast. Are you getting me? So what, as a president, as somebody who wants to be a father of the nation, that kind of comment is supposed to come from him. As our dear president. Two, if you check his appointment as the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, you will not see that it's one-sided appointment. Are you getting me? Majority from the, even from the military to the police to the civil defense and so on and so forth. It is one-sided. Are you getting me? So it is the politician that dividing us. Had it been, even if he come out, forget about whether you get vote or you did not get vote, carry everybody as long. You come to the appointment, carry everybody along. You will not see. The reason why Southeast are agitated is because they are always being marginalized or one-sided. It is very, very bad. Are you getting me?
Mm-hmm.
It is very, very bad. They're supposed not to be so, for God's sake. They're not, it's not supposed to be so. Politicians, they will not come in. And what even tense me alarms, if they're doing this thing, how many of their children are the front how many of their children are at the front. So my take is the politicians, they are the ones dividing us in this country. In total, I said it.
Okay, so that's Mazi's position. The other caller? Olajide. Okay, Olajide, go Olajide. Ahead. Yes, Olajide. Respond to Mazi.
I couldn't hear him at all.
Okay.
I know everybody is hearing me too. Mm. So what? We are the issue. It's not the politician. You ask me why. Let me start from the first debater, which is, I'm forgetting his name.
Adeyemi.
Adeyemi. He said, Buhari said, he's giving 9% or something to say. That is where we always get it wrong. I'm looking to everybody, each time they quote that man, they didn't quote him down. The man said that it's too late. He didn't have about 2 or 5% from the other side. Let me tell you what the man, he now said that no.
So that I'm not hearing him at all.
He will never do
you have to get
that.
A radio.
He is his father. He's going to work for everybody. Everybody can go and listen to that message from Mr. President Muhammadu Buhari. But each time they quote that man, they didn't quote him to the last word of that man. They don't quote him say 90%. And that's why he's everybody. And when others hear it, they still know it. They still know it. That is that. Then another issue is this. We know that this man as a politician, what he has said is not in conformity. Me, at my age, there is not what any politician can say that can change my mind of what I wanted to do. Or knowing what is right. Are you getting it now?
Mm.
Now, a lot of these people are saying, okay, look at the look at the election is coming now. There are some things you see the following is saying, which has not been said by the candidate. But if they are going to social media, somebody just post something. And when others see it, they will not verify it. They will start talking about that. And then we will generate a lot of hate for those who cannot verify, for those who cannot go down to know the real facts of what is involved. That is why I say that it is we the followers. When you are following somebody, they follow that person blindly. Even what that man is, okay, let me give an example 2015. All majority of what the campaign are not said by Buhari, it is the followers, it is the people that are seeing it. And when we as followers, we are unable to even within ourselves, okay, look at what is happening in this area. Somebody will tell you it's Buhari that divided us. Just like one of the callers said, if I go to market now, do I look for Igbo man that is Igbo man to before I buy something for him or her? Do I look for other man to send to him or her? The other man look for other man before he sells his lago. But the problem is that we as citizens, as followers, we are taking position. And that position is what will be hammering us that we make people to say, as we are saying now, there are some people that they don't want to want the people to this person. All that we follow, it has become a bandwagon. That yes, what that man, somebody say, the man said it. Did you verify? Did you say it?
Mm.
So that is why we say our
okay.
problem within ourselves. It is not the leader. It is not the politician. That is why we have more than 50 parties. If these leaders in this party are not doing what is right, we have every right to go to another party to stand our state so that we can put that first person into shape. That what you are doing is all right.
Okay.
That is
all right. All right.
New show.
Hold on. Hold on.
Host. Okay. New reality.
Okay.
True conversations. Trustworthy ideas. Shared passionately on your number one talk station of the nation. Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja. Let's talk.
Admission. Did you score 140 and above in the last UTME? Or do you have diploma certificate, NCE, JUPEP, IGMB, or professional certificates? Koladaisi University Ibadan is your best choice to pursue degree in law, applied sciences, arts, management, and social sciences with 5 relevant O-level credits and your UTME 2022-2023 JAMB score at affordable tuition, payable in installments. Interested candidates with HND or equivalent can also apply for HND conversion into BSc programs. We are also currently privately admitting candidates for JUPEP program. Call or WhatsApp 070-3795-3524 or visit our website www.coladiceuniversity.edu.ng. Announcer, registrar.
There's a place where you can get it all trending.
People are dropping on their vehicle and running, leaving their vehicle.
A place where you can air your views.
I want to report your discrimination.
Only on your number one station for talk.
This is not the way. We cannot continue like this.
95.1 Nigeria Info, Abuja. Let's talk.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for staying on. I think... Mazi, you were supposed to respond to Mr. On higher delay or something. Sorry.
Okay. Let me respond to him.
Yes.
You see, for now...
No. Mr. Mazi is responding to you. So listen to him. Then afterwards, you can say your own final words. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Mazi.
So, what he was talking about, why I say he's a politician, just look at it now. Shetima, the vice president of Tinubu, you understand me? They have not yet won election. The election has not been conducted. Look at the comment he made about P2B. Are you getting me? Now, P2B is only going to be only the president of Southeast. Such a person who wants to be the second person in this country, Nigeria, that such a statement is supposed to